Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Rusty Quill presents.
Hey everyone, Alex Italander here, and welcome to the Ostium Sagas. Now, if you're enjoying this series and want more right away, I just wanted to mention that you can get them on our Ostium Network Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. By becoming a supporter at any level, you'll instantly get access to the next 15 episodes in the series. So that's on our Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. Now, I'd just like to thank our 5 most recent patrons for supporting the Ostium Network. Thank you to Death to Komatsu, Daryl Williamson, Descripticon, Virginia Green, and Talon for all your support. We really appreciate it. And now let's get started with the next chapter of the Ostium Sagas. The Ostium Sagas. Saga 2, 1666, Part 14, the final part. "I know for a fact," I said, "that I don't see this very often when it comes to things concerning the Ostium Network, but know exactly how you feel. So what did you do after everything had been burned to the ground?" "Well," he said, "everything I'd come here for was gone, essentially. The British Museum was no longer, and my heart was broken. But perhaps, more importantly, it seemed as if I was now trapped here in the 17th century. I fled in anger, perhaps much like you did, travelling up north, far away from all that pain, and visited other museums and historical sites. As dire as things were, I still had my advantageous society status, plenty of money. Things could have been a lot worse. So as I tried to wrap my mind around some form of acceptance that I would be spending the rest of my life in this time, I knew one day I would have to return to the hallowed ground that was once London. You see, the Ostium Network head had also quoted me one more date, 6 months after the disaster, barring some unpredictable eventuality, that would give me another chance. "And that is why you are here now?" I asked. "Yes," Robert said. "So we were to pass through the same door at the same time," I pondered. "And the Ostium Network never thought it important enough to tell either of us this?" "Yes, it appears that way, doesn't it?" he said. "So we are both trapped here now, indefinitely." "Well," he said, "I am not completely certain of that. You see, as I came close to the former city, I felt this strange pull drawing me in. I thought it might be something related to the Ostium Network, so I pursued the direction I was being taken, which led me to here. And just as you announced your presence, I had discovered something very interesting. Please, take a look." The pulling, of course. We had now reached the appointed time when when we were scheduled to return to Ostia. I walked up to the space Robert had uncovered, thinking, well, I had no clue really what to think. Last time there had just been the cobblestones of the street and the foundation of the doorframe. This time there was a black space, an opening, an ostium. I recognized the shimmering nature of the opening, only I couldn't see what was on the other side. Did this lead back to ostium? I asked Robert that exact question. "I don't know," he said. "It seems to make the most sense." The problem was it was small, too small. It had the diameter of a frisbee. So, yeah, you could fit some stuff through, but no humans were going through that small space. "The question," Robert asked, "remains whether the ostium door, if that is what it is, and I can't really believe it is anything else, will get any bigger." "We don't need much," I said. "We don't need a whole friggin' door, just like manhole size so we can drop down through." We talked over our options, which weren't many. I explained how the Ostium Network had arranged to have the door supposedly be open and available at the same time over the next few days. So we worked for an hour clearing more rubble and space around it, making sure nothing tumbled or fell into the dark opening. 60 minutes later we had enough room for the opening to hopefully expand and accommodate us for our trip back to Ostium. And then we waited. For 3 very, very long days. We would take turns going for supplies, and then shifts during the night, with a fire constantly going, so someone was always on watch for any change that might occur to the ostium, no matter the hour, just in case. Sadly, there was no change over those days. We also thought it strange that the opening did not disappear when the allotted time ended, and then reappear when it began once more. Especially when it exceeded those pre-planned 3 days. The strange opening remained, neither increasing or decreasing in size. So then we spent that 4th day deciding what we could do next. I showed Robert the journal I had been keeping, which he said was an intelligent choice. His eyes, which I had grown very familiar with, and might even say fond of over the last few days, grew with a dawning idea. His eyes, which I had grown very familiar with, and might even say fond of over the last days, grew with a dawning idea. He said that while we would not be able to pass through the opening, it was large enough to accommodate the journal. As my lips formed the word to ask him why, my brain explained. We could not get back to Ostium, but if the journal could, it would eventually be found, and then they would at least know what had befallen us. Would it be cathartic for us to know that the Ostium Network knew? Probably not, but it would be something. So I said Robert's idea aloud, and then we talked over it a bit. I don't really know why I started this journal, for fun, for something to do, but I think a part of me wanted some record to show them, so that it would be remembered. Especially since these events over the last 6 months had turned out very different from what I'd read in the history books.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
We didn't talk for long and were soon in agreement. Once I completed the last entry, the book would be closed and dropped through the opening. What would happen after that? Would the ostium remain open? Or perhaps now that something had passed through it, it would close up forever, and that would be the end of that. Unfortunately, the reader of this journal will never truly know. Maybe I can leave a subtle clue somehow that will show up in some history book or other. You never know. As for Robert and I, well, we've been talking and have quickly, perhaps unsurprisingly, become good and close friends. We've got the whole world open to us, with a decent knowledge of the future on our side. We've been bouncing around the idea of going to America. Yes, a very different one to the country I was born and grew up in, but in that lies the adventure, I think. And Robert seems excited by the idea, so we shall just have to see. And that brings me to the end of this journal and my story, and I am happy for its continued existence. Whether it is now back in the hands of the Ostium Network or some other time. Much like the many stories from history I have read throughout my years, so my own story has become a part of history, and that makes me very happy. But then, isn't that all I could really ask for?
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.